It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. I'm Russell Smith. Thanks for tuning in to the show this afternoon. We begin, as always, the top five at five. Marcus Young, hit me.
Thank you, Russell.
Welcome.
At number one, former Tennessee Vol Olivier Kamwa has announced his transfer destination as he is committed to the University of Michigan.
I'll give this Kamwa. He get to play at the two schools with probably the two best fight songs in sports. Rocky Top and the Victors. Are you kidding me? Name a better fight song than Rocky Top and the Victors.
I can't do it.
USC has some pretty cool ones. And they got.
Wow. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Tusk, yeah. By Fleetwood Mac. Their band actually played on the record.
Pains me to say it. Y'all will disagree because you're petty like that, which I love you for. But Notre Dame and Alabama both have really cool fight songs.
Oh, I'll admit Notre Dame's. Are you talking about Rammer Jammer, Yellow Hammer?
No. Talking about the. I don't even remember how it goes. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Yay, Alabama.
That's a good one. It's a good one.
La, la, la. Yeah. We're talking like actual fight songs, yeah.
And we've heard that one so many times over the years now.
At number two.
It's triggering. Florida's fight song is very triggering.
I thought that's what you're going to say. You know that one?
I mean, I would know it if I heard it. How does it go?
I don't know. Anybody?
I don't really
know it if I heard it.
It haunts my nightmares. I know that. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll come up with it. Okay. I'll come up with the tune.
At number two, the Tennessee Titans are hosting a wide receiver.
Oh.
DeAndre Hopkins is coming to Nashville for a visit with Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel, obviously the defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans at that time. Yep. Tim Kelly was the offensive coordinator for the Texans at that time. Yep. Cardinals released Hopkins on May 26th. From my understanding, this might be his first official public visit.
Yeah, it's his first visit. So check this out, Marcus. Let me paint you the word picture.
Can I just, before you do this, because I know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to happen.
I do know what's going to happen.
You don't have a crystal ball. You can't see the future.
Can you not sheep it up for this man? Can you just keep it simple?
Can you just listen? Can you keep an open mind?
All right, I'm listening. Go for it.
The Tennessee Titans, newly revamped offensive line, forms a perfect pocket for one William Levis, drifts back all day to throw, steps up, and unleashes a bomb, a beaut, right in to the wide-open hands of one DeAndre Hopkins, running unmolested into the end zone at Nissan Stadium.
Dare I say, scampering into the end zone.
Can you picture it, Marcus? Can you see it?
No, because I'm going to be honest with you. Two things. One, Levis is trash. And it's just not going to happen.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it.
Two.
Bear.
Yes, sir.
Ba, 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 ba. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh,
is that
it? Wow, well done.
Go Gator.
That's right on it.
Oh,
this is where the nausea starts right in here. Around this time, we're all looking at each other like, what the hell has happened?
Jacquez Green, Rydell Anthony. Where are these guys coming from?
35-0 in the first quarter.
Oh, Doug Matthews, such a punchable face.
Kyle Trask, I didn't think he'd started a game yet.
Will this rain ever stop?
Not Doug Matthews. That was the coach I used to work for. I'm sorry. Doug Johnson. He had a very punchable face. Doug Matthews had a lovely face.
God,
Shane Matthews. Oh.
Shane Matthews.
Oh. Ugh. What a jerk.
And the second thing I'm going to tell you, Russell, is I don't think DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's going to be another Randy Moss, Julio Jones for the Titans if he comes here, unfortunately.
I will say in Marcus's defense, I've got some I'm not going to lie and say that hadn't crossed that thought hadn't crossed my mind as well. Titans have kind of a bad track record of – or just bad. Like, they always get guys that, you know, on the tail end that they don't do a very good job of judging how much fuel's left in the tank.
I bought into the Julio Jones hype so hard. I was so ready for him and AJ just to dominate, and it just – it didn't happen.
Here's the thing, though, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Julio was great with the Titans. He was banged up, which was – but in that playoff game, he was like one of the only things that was going right. He was good in that playoff game. I feel like he had a touchdown, a couple catches.
I think that was his only touchdown as a Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying – if they get DeAndre Hopkins, he would hands down be the best receiver stats-wise than anyone on that roster in the receiver. And the receiver room is awful. But – I just really worry about, like what Bear said, getting guys at the tail end of their career.
Don't want to overpay for him. And
yeah, because we've only got $8 million in cap space right now. We would have to make some room for him.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, though.
We'll see. At number three, the College Football Players Association reportedly is organizing a boycott of the new EA Sports College Game of 2024. It has not really been talked about too much. Apparently, the detailed report is that the pool for the NIL cash pool for the players would be $5 million, so roughly $500 would be paid out to each player with no royalties. Justin Felicini, a former Clemson starting center and the VP for the CFBPA, part of the group championing a boycott, says that he feels like it is a ridiculous low amount of money. He also pointed out that he had talked to former players of the NFL, saying in 2019 they disclosed that they received about $17,000, and a current player told him that he received a check for $28,000.
For Madden.
For Madden, correct.
That's radically different from...
He is urging players not to opt in. It is an opt-in deal. There have been a couple different things that have been said. I saw former Vanderbilt quarterback Wright, who is now at Mississippi State, mentioned that he would do it for free if he had the opportunity to be in the game.
I think a lot of those kids would. I think for those kids, it's about being in the game, right? You can make money other places, and you can turn it down if you want. But, I mean, what I would like to know is which college athlete is like, this is where I was going to get my money. I'm putting my foot down now.
It just depends on the offensive lineman at Marshall is not as valuable as the quarterback at USC. If I were Caleb Williams, I probably wouldn't do it. You don't need that. They need you more than you need them.
Yeah,
do it for $500. But if I were Ollie Lane, left guard at Tennessee, yeah, I'd probably do it. Like, you get $500, but more than that, you're on a video game, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is it is really cool. But at the end of the day, they need to get the game out. I don't care whether they have the players or not.
To me, I think I understand the idea of being able to play. Caleb Williams is making plenty of NIL money, not only from USC, but other institutes that were getting him to come there. I think it would be silly for a guy like him to be like, you know what? I don't need this. I don't need your $500. I spit at you. I move on. Like you said, it's super cool to be able to say you're in a video game. Like, very rare can that actually happen.
Yeah.
And so if I'm a college player, whether it's the money or not, I'm going for it. But that's just me. At number four, we have NBA basketball tonight as the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat go at it for Game 3 in Miami. The series is tied 1-1. Can Jimmy Butler continue his hot streak in the postseason, or is Jokic going to take a pivotal Game 3 win?
Jimbo.
I think the winner, you mentioned,
I don't know, man.
Series, like the game one, Russell, you said winner of this probably wins the series. I say that for game 3.
Yeah, you might be more onto it than I'll stand by what I said, but this does feel
this
like
is a
big
key,
in tonight. Yeah.
Key game. It's going to be a fun one to watch. I think we're going to find out exactly what we're dealing with in this series. And finally, at number 5, A Connecticut couple alleges that the state is illegally filming their property by attaching a camera to watch a bear.
They own the property?
Yeah, a Connecticut couple said that the state put a camera up in, with the intention of illegally filming their property and has filed an injunction to get the photographic evidence destroyed. Mark and Carol Brault say the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection put a camera on a bear the agency knew frequents the couple's 117-acre forested property.
They put the camera on a bear.
It does say, that's what the article says, put a camera on a bear.
I thought you were saying like they put it like on a post that the state owned, but it was filming their property.
They put a damn GoPro on a bear.
That's what it sounds like from this article. I mean, that's exactly what it says.
What if it like came across like a, you're just watching in real time and it moseys up into a campground and just starts, you know, unaliving people.
It's a cocaine bear.
Be some pretty good footage, I gotta admit.
You'd watch it.
Oh yeah.
The couple's
see the
that is
you talk
so
Rick, last thing that you talk poor Rick and watch.
That's terrible.
You see this guy trying to fight you off.
The couple's lawsuit alleges a violation of their Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search of their property. They're saying they're not asking for money. We're not asking for attorney fees. We're just asking to make them stop.
Now, so they went to the trouble of, I mean, was this a trained bear? They just go trank a bear and then slap the GoPro on it.
It's apparently been a year-long dispute between the town of Heartland and the Brults because Heartland claims that the Brults have been illegally feeding bears.
Okay.
So it seems like they have sent a bear spy into their midst to find out for sure if they're feeding them.
Speaking of animal spy, have you all seen, I think just about everybody's seen it, the viral video. Somebody drops their phone in the ocean, and there's a beluga whale that grabs it, had been swimming around the boat, and brings it up.
I haven't seen that.
And it gives it back to the person.
Oh, wow.
They've later found out that this beluga whale had been trained by the Russians.
What?
Yes. What? Look it up. It's a real story. That damn whale's a spy. It's a Rusky.
Wow. Did not see that turn coming.
But it's gotten loose, and it travels around the waters in Sweden. It's a really friendly thing. It may not have wanted to be a spy.
You know what? I think he's right. I mean, this is from like May 30th. This is just from a week ago.
Sharks with freaking lasers on their head.
Alleged Russian spy whale now in Swedish waters.
Yeah.
Wow.
But apparently it's highly trained. That's why it snatched that. Look up that video. It's wild.
That's
It snatches that person's iPhone, brings it right up to the surface, and they reach it and
I know you
it.
Wouldn't watch it. Did I show you guys the video of the bear killing that deer in like somebody's backyard? There's like a swing set and there's this bear is just chowing down on this deer and the huge bear and the deer's like rawr! Rawr! Like the deer's screaming. It's unsettling.
Wow.
And it's like they're in a suburban That's backyard jarring. With
he
a
played
playground.
It out there before the show one day. It was awful. Awful to listen. It's blood-curdling.
That's the deer.
That's what a deer sounds like.
Yeah, when it's
fighting for its life.
When it's getting its head eaten by a giant grizzly bear, yeah.
Sounds like what again? I don't think I've seen this video because I feel like I'd remember that.
I'll find it for you. I'll play it on air. You hear what
No, you're not, Russ. I don't want to hear that again.
What are we hearing?
I mean...
A deer getting its head eaten by a grizzly bear.
All right.
Oh, he's got it. He's already found it.
He had it ready.
He had it real quick.
No, I mean, bear eats deer. I mean, it's all you type
it's
in.
It's at the top of his history.
Yeah, we got a long...
He watches it every night.
Yeah.
Invesco YouTube ad here.
It's always available.
I don't...
Get premium, dude. Skip the ads. It's $12 a month.
Ooh, what are they paying you over there? That's that's a deer. I told you.
Turn it off.
Does it sound exactly what I said? What I said it sounded like?
Now you do the noise.
I
stop it. It got awful, man.
Look, it's in somebody's backyard, too. Like, there's a fence back there. They're just
Yeah, can we do a quick compare and contrast? Could you do the sound right, and then the sound right after you?
Here's me. Here's the real thing. I did it justice.
You did.
I'm known for my impressions.
You're a very dark, dark soul. That's all I'm going to say, man.
That was spot on.
No, God, stop it, Rex.
Horrible.
That's what a deer sounds like when you get eaten by a bear. Now you know.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know a deer could make that noise.
I thought that might have been even the cameraman, but it's not.
That's the deer.
It's clearly not.
It's just a deer.
Oh my God. You are so smart.
We've already gotten our first upset phone call with you. They want to talk to you about it.
Oh,
I mean, they can be upset. You guys want to put our little
poll in the
12 things Knoxville needs on the back burner for a minute?
Oh,
talk about the sounds deer makes when they're getting eaten? We could do that. 865-546-8200, your number to get on board with
it's
us.
It's like a very distressed Pee Wee Herman, that kind of sound.
So it's the sound of survival trying to happen is what that is.
The sound of
the will
death.
To survive.
Sounds like a Wookiee being
death that doesn't want to happen.
How do you do it?
It's not the same. But it's of the same. It's coming from the same place. The noise you were making when you starfished over at Old Ben Franklin Motors.
Shots fired.
You really are a son of a.
Billy says we need to do a favorite fight song show.
Maybe.
Can we do Name That Tune, Fight Song Edition?
Ooh.
I can name any fight song.
Is that one of your favorite?
Any Power 5 fight song, I can name it.
Like the funniest, my favorite fight song right now is.
I was going to say, I'll challenge you.
Like Kansas State's fight song, I probably couldn't do.
It's probably the Braves chop. When you only play it over your phone into the microphone, that's a solid one. Especially when you start berating Oryk.
Here it is. Psych.
That's awful. That's just awful.
God, that is disturbing. All right,
who wants to talk about it?
Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
That's what? Awful sounding, isn't it, Jamie?
Yeah, turn that crap off, dude.
That's horrible.
Are you offended?
You need to stay sensitive to that stuff because once you become comfortable with it, you become an animal, and God knows what you're capable of at that point.
Oh, I know what he's capable of. He's a
monster on me right now. You think I because I find
it's
that somewhat amusing, not comical, but interesting that I've lost my humanity and now have the capacity to kill and murder? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe not you specifically, but people that have no limitations.
You know what you're starting to sound like though, Jamie, is Marcus the Looney Lib. That you always call in and berate.
Hold on. What is going on here? When did this nickname get brought up?
You may be loony, but I mean, you may be a lib, but you're definitely loony. You thought I was talking about Rondo coming to play. I'm talking about him coming to coach.
That's not what I said. I just want him off my court. Russell was the one who said to play, so I just want to clarify that. Mm. I just don't want him in Boston anymore. He's done. Sayonara.
Missoula needs somebody to hold his hand, so...
Yeah,
is Rondo coaching now?
Apparently.
Would you trust him as a coach, though? Like, he was such a selfish player. You think he's going to be any better as a coach? No.
Rondo was a selfish player?
Come on, Ray Allen left. Part of the reason was because of Rondo.
Once a pillbilly, always a pillbilly.
I'll take Ray Allen over Rondo 10 out of 10 times. If getting rid of Rondo would have kept Ray Allen here, probably would have won another championship.
Ray Allen left because he's a thin-skinned malcontent.
Oh!
He comes from that Conzo ilk.
He went to UConn.
Anyway.
I noticed
that when you did with Philly, the whole, if I'd have told you after Tindall got fired, we'd be in the top 10, and in the tournament every year, but stuff you always leave out. I mean, and it's always underachieving in March. If I told you ever since Donnie Tindall we'd underachieve in March, would you be happy? No, you wouldn't, but you leave that part out. Let's keep it a hundo, shall we? I mean, let's be fair.
The word underachieve stings a little bit. Not going to lie, Jamie.
But it's the truth, though, isn't it, Russ? When we're the better seed and we always lose as the better seed, we don't ever, you know, it's not like we go in there as a 12 and beat the 5.
Has Rick Barnes ever pulled a seeding upset at Tennessee in the NCAA tournament? It's got to have happened at least once, right?
Not sure.
Who would it have been, though? We've only made it to the Sweet 16
one
time.
What was Duke? I can't even remember. It happened like 3 months ago. We've already forgotten.
I know one of us was a 5 seed.
Were they 5?
Yeah, they were 5.
Okay.
And we were the 4?
Yeah.
This is close, but.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, as a Celtics fan, I'm disappointed. Even though we've made the Eastern Conference Finals 3 out of the last 4 years, you know, we've been the favorite to win the whole thing. We got a team full of lotto picks. We just got spanked by a team full of undrafted free agents. So, you can take the 10,000-foot look and say, yeah, look at us. We're in the Eastern Conference Finals every year. But when you take a closer look, it's disappointing. It's underachieving. And that's what, you know, we're fans of these teams. So we are down here close to it. We're in the muck. We're in the trenches. We know who plays for us and how they got here and what their accolades were. But, let me no longer be remiss and say how you doing, Rick?
Hello, welcome in. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, Rick. You brought up something last hour that I thought was pretty cool, and I'd heard it earlier too. Was that the Tennessee baseball game with Clemson was one of the top, you know, highly rated, most watched. Doesn't that just go to show that with all the success we had in TV viewership this year and football, and we normally, you know, our top 5 in attendance and viewership and basketball, number 1 most watched cable basketball regular season game between us and Memphis back in the day. It just goes to show, man, these excuses that these people over here try to give us for not being able to compete and stuff up until the very, you know, I guess until Danny No-Nugs became the AD. They never held water, but, man, it certainly beat back the crowd off of them, didn't it? It beat back the masses. Them thinking that, well, who do you think we are, North Carolina? Yeah, we are. We have everything they have. Everything except for a history. It's time to build one. I mean, it's like you said, Russ. Here we are, 2 out of the last 3 years in a super regional, or I guess 3 out of the last 3 years in a super regional, and with a chance to go to the World Series 2 out of those 3. We could have tapped into this a long time ago, but we were told, you can't compete in this league. It's murderer's row with LSU and Florida. That makes me want to vomit. I look around at what we have, and nobody has anything better than what we have. I mean, our facilities at baseball may not be up to par, but we have the ability to fix that right away, but we haven't. And it cost us a super regional. And that's on Danny. I mean, we're fair to give the guy his praises. Ooh, so let's go at it.
Holding Danny White accountable this afternoon. Banner Dan taking some shots. I don't know if it's all his fault. I mean, it's frustrating that we're sitting here, you know, been talking about this 3 years now, and we're being told that evidently we're just going to see a little bit of incremental progress. Ah, we're going to do something down the right field line this offseason. It's like, what?
Whoopity-doo.
What? Like, I understand that it might not all be able to get done in one fell swoop, one off season, but we should have major progress this off season. Major progress. You need to finish in that bowl down the left field line. You need to redo some of the brickwork outside. Make it look nice, man. Make it look nice. Like, this is getting ridiculous, as Butch
Russ,
would say.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Do you think if some big-time booster like the Pratts or somebody that came, if they showed up with a check and said, hey, look, I'm willing to commit this amount of money, but I want ground broke today, and I want it finished in 18 months, You think that would move the ball a little quicker?
Maybe, but what they would tell you is there's a bunch of red tape and they want to move a road behind the stadium, Todd Helton Drive, and the state has to sign off, so they've got to go in front of the government and bureaucracies get involved. But to that, I say, if this were football, Randy Boyd would have gotten on the phone with the governor and they would have, you know, hashed out a deal and there would have been a guy would have gotten a waiver done for a one-time thing and they would have made it happen. And
did last time we talked about this the other day, I opened up Twitter like 5 minutes after that segment. They are altering the traffic patterns on Neyland right down the street because they're expanding the greenway. And I'm sure it's in preparation for something they're doing over there on that, you know, near the stadium. They could do it. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, that talk right there, Russ, reminds me of the whole, we have to keep Butch Jones on the back of the stadium because we need a crane.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, no, y'all just aren't trying hard enough. You don't want it hard enough. Come on, man.
Turns out didn't need a crane after all, huh? That's all that bureaucracy talk that I'm like, look, if you really wanted it done, it'd be done. Don't pee down my leg and tell me it's raining. I've been around long enough to know how these things work.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to mess around, Russ, and you know what's going to happen. We're going to turn on the TV, and who's going to be at Auburn?
Don't say
who's
it.
Gonna be down
don't
at
say
Auburn?
It.
Smash!
Fantastic.
Smashed!
Image. Just wants to see the world burn, doesn't he?
Hey!
Stay with us. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up after this. No need to call names, please. Please.
You got to come correct then.
865-546-8200, your number to get on the phones with us here this afternoon. Andy is next. Hello, Andy.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Man, how do you follow that last caller? That guy's a legend.
That was a legend in his own mind.
That was one of his better endings to a call he's ever had.
Yeah, that was great. I try to listen. That's the first time I've heard that guy. So I don't really know him that well, but, I mean, that was a great call. I don't know if his other ones weren't quite as good, but that was great. Anyway, I guess I gotta stand for Danny No-Nugs a little bit here. I mean, definitely he is worthy of criticism, I feel like, to an extent. But I also feel like we've had this issue for a long, long time. And the playing field in all our sports have evened out due to NIL deals. Because when it got to where the NIL came about, we've got to where we can get our deals done. We can get players in better. We can do things. But when I remember there was a cry out from the sports talk shows, different ones, probably this one too, for something to be done back when Saban still had his death grip on everybody because Alabama had the bureaucracy figured out and had all the government and all the people in line over there in the correctional part of it too, where if someone got in trouble, they were disciplined internally. They were, you know, a lot of it was brushed under the rug, you know, and Tennessee was not. And we still have that problem where if we need something done, we can't just get it done here like other places can. We paint ourselves into a corner. We have no room over there to expand and stuff. Now, there's some, but there needs to be more. There's got to be more over there. Something's got to be done, and Danny's got to get it done. But, you know, we've also been our worst enemy about we hire these idiots over there in different administrative roles. And we've had like Dollar Store Dave Hart over there who doesn't want to spend money on anything. And anytime we have to switch direction, we lose the vision of whoever was over there that was trying to do anything. So if Danny ever leaves or we say goodbye for whatever reason, we're, you know, we've got the money, but we don't have the vision. Whoever walks in, we start from square one again. So, we need some Band-Aids, but
they need some stability, results. Too. Yeah, they've needed stability, the revolving doors and the coaching and the AD and the presidents and all that stuff. And it feels like that stuff has settled down for a while. We need a couple more years, I think, with this group in place. I think it's a good group. You make a good point about, you know, Alabama having having the system set up in their favor, and they didn't have to worry about interference from the state and all this stuff. And I think there's something to be said for that. I mean, it's above my pay grade. I don't know, but it feels like something that, you know, Randy Boyd could help work around. It's like, hey, man, we shouldn't have to wait 3 years if we want to build a ballpark, or not even build a ballpark, like add on to our existing ballpark, just add some seats and move some things around, that we should be able to get that done much more expeditiously than they've been able to do this project.
Oh, completely agree. But we all know that's a Band-Aid. It might have got us to Super Regional, and I'll agree with that. But we really need that hard fix. We need to get that done. Let's get to work. You know, I love the fact that we're talking about this entertainment district thing. That's great. But it's hard for me to see that when they've already talked about other stuff. It's like, you know, you can't get this done, but why are we talking about all of this? You know, of course I want all of it, but it's hard. I'm going to start not believing you when you can't get the basic Band-Aids done on the stuff we already got. And you're got these huge visions of hotels on side of the stadium and downtown districts and all this mess. It's a great idea, but if you can't even do the basics, man, come on. Let's get real here. Anyways, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. John on Twitter says, even more frustrating is that Big Danny started taking our deposits on upgraded seats at the new LNS last year. They have our money with no progress.
That's where you're getting you start thinking about it from that point of view. It's like, if I had already given money, or paid a deposit, look, I'm going to need my money back.
Well, and if you look at the website where they have all the pictures and everything, and they have goals, right? They wanted to sell, I think, 6 suites and, like, you know, 80 club seats and, you know, 5 of the high tops and 12 loge seats, whatever. And they pretty much met all the suites, which were the most expensive ones. I think they sold, according to that website, it's like 12. The goal was 6, and they sold like 12 of them. So they should have a lot of money. If I'm people that threw down on those deposits, I want to know a little bit about what's going on. Somebody DM'd me about this the other day. I'll see if I can figure it out. But the gist was they had called about making a donation and wanted to. I'll find this for you. I don't want to misquote it. Let's get Roberto in here next. Roberto, you're on the drive. Good afternoon, sir.
I don't know the name of the last call. Was it Brad or Matt? Whatever. The guy just called.
Andy.
Bill.
He is, thank you. There you go. Andy. He is way too intelligent to be calling this show. that was way too informed and good.
Hey.
Come on. I will say this. The funniest segment in the history of the show just happened a few minutes ago. Russ. I was listening very intently, and I have a very keen ear. As a matter of fact, I don't have perfect pitch, but I have really, really good pitch, and I really couldn't tell the difference.
Between me and the deer?
Yes, it was hilarious. I was dying. Oh, that was the best show. It's really sad that a poor animal had to die for you to produce the best segment this show's ever produced, but it's unequivocal.
That deer did not die in vain.
It was hideous.
Deer die every single day across this globe, and that's the only deer that still lives on. I think this video is like 4 years old, too, by the way.
I mean, truthfully, if somebody killed Rudolph, that would be the only way that it would actually go above that.
I almost hear Bear's voice in it even a little bit, you know, like you kind of pick it out there.
That's hysterical. I shouldn't laugh. It's awful, but it's hilarious.
Not funny at all.
so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then Jamie, dynamite drop in with the smash. He sounded just like it. And the thing is he's kind of right. If we don't get our stuff straight with Tony Vitello, he is going to leave. Like, that's all he's ever asked for. Give the man what he wants. Give the people what they've paid for. And I will say this about Danny No Nugs, Danny the Plumber, you know, all the nicknames he has. Some of this was out of his control. I know somebody in the athletic department that I spoke to yesterday, and they swear up and down that Tennessee offered more money. And they say, oh, it's not about money. It's 100% about money. And they offered more than Southern Miss did, and they just got passed over. And some of that probably has to do with the fact that they can put more butts in seats because they have that hill. By the way, if we built up a mound over there in right field that kind of looked like that, would you guys be opposed to that?
Berm? I was talking about this with somebody else. First of all, I don't like the word berm. It's just a bad word. I don't, it doesn't sound good. But I don't know, man. I'm just like, there's something minor league baseball about berms. It's, you know, Vanderbilt has a berm in their football stadium. You know, I'm not a big berm guy.
Have you heard what Southern Miss does on their berm, though? They sell 40 tailgate tickets on it, and you could drive your car onto it and tailgate there. Actually pretty cool.
I like our porch, but like you want some unique places on there. Like just do what they showed us last year, those in the artist the renderings. Greaser. You do that, that's 6,500, 7,000 seats, something like that, with plenty of quote-unquote premium seating options, and you'll never get passed over for something like this again.
No, 6,000 or 7,000 with the ability to up to 8 or 9 for a regional super. That'd be... Because they would sell it out. If it was 9,000 today, if we had 9,000 and we got the super, would we sell it out today? It would already be gone.
Oh, yeah.
All the tickets would be gone.
Yeah.
So, he is right. And it does worry me that Tony Vitello will leave. Because that's all he's ever really asked for. The man doesn't ask for much. He loves it here. I'm sure you saw the image of him going around the other night with the puppy. Did you see this on Twitter?
With the puppy?
Yeah, so a little girl was struck by a ball at a Tennessee game, and he went to their house a couple weeks later to check on her, to see how she was doing, and was playing with the kid's puppy and conversing with the kid.
Oh.
This guy loves it here.
Yeah.
He's a freaking saint. He's not perfect. But my gosh, guys, can we give the man what he wants? You do not want to lose this guy. Everything started going right at Tennessee in our athletics department when Tony Vitello got good. Everything.
It's a good point.
I mean, it was started going better before Danny No Nugs was here. Started going better. Not great, but better. And it's because Tony sparked all the other coaches to rally, and they've watched him. He goes to everything. He goes to football, basketball, baseball, obviously baseball, softball. He goes to track. He goes to swimming. The man is everywhere. He loves this town. And if he's out of here, Danny No Nugs needs to go with him.
No!
Unless he literally takes a pro job, because it will be his fault. Give the man whatever he wants.
This fan base is getting a little restless. Thank you, Roberto. These people are getting a little restless. This ballpark thing, man.
Danny White has had a lot of success here at Tennessee in just two short years. And I don't really know if giving him the boot.
Stoking the fire, so to speak, Russell.
I am stoking the fire. The fire needs to be stoked, man. We need to light a fire under these people. I don't think he's sitting over there with his feet up on his desk watching Dr. Phil.
Right.
But it's been 3 years, man. It has been 3 years. And what happened yesterday with this super regional... There's no reason for it, man. There's no reason any SEC school in a close match should be passed over for a Sunbelt school in anything, in any sport. It's quite honestly pathetic, to borrow Coach Barnes's line.
Pathetic.
And if we had just, you know, put out some more permanent seating last year, last offseason, we had called whoever we had to call to get a waiver to get through all the bureaucratic red tape and added 2,000 seats down the left field line, we wouldn't be having this conversation, man. So this is the message I got from somebody over the weekend. His name was Mark. He said that he called the Tennessee Fund a couple of weeks ago to inquire about the status of baseball improvements and was told infrastructure improvements would be made before next season to set the stage for adding significant seating the following season.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're going to do prep work this offseason. Now, I've heard other things. We've heard that they're going to do some stuff down the right field line. I've heard the left field stuff was – like, I just – at the
– I mean, I guess, I'll see it when I – I'll believe it when I see it mode well, now.
I think if they're if you're Danny White, just hold a little press conference or do an interview, go on state run, do whatever you got to do and say, this is what's happening. Here's what's happening. This is what's going to happen before next season. This is the timeline. This is when it's all going to be done. Here's exactly what we're doing. And then you won't have guys like me.
I wonder when shovels are going to be hitting the dirt.
Yeah, let's just tell us. Anyway, quick timeout. The drive continues. The shocking conclusion coming up next. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Back to wrap things up right after this. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. All right. Good conversation of this baseball stuff. It ain't going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
No. So,
to be continued. So we had three more restaurants. So the 12 restaurants. I want to give you the other three, and then we'll run through the nine for folks who are just joining and must have missed. And then I'll give you three.
You get to three pick choices.
Three out of 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So the final three restaurants that Knoxville wants, according to KnoxNews.com earlier this week, is Sweetgreen. I'd never heard of this one.
Yeah, me neither.
It's a big salad, trendy big salad place based out of Washington, D.C. Salads change five times a year to keep things fresh. The closest location in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we probably need healthier options, but it's not doing a lot for me. Whataburger.
Oh, finally. I've been waiting this whole time for that one.
Oh, God. You're worse than the pals, people. That's you Whataburger. Necessary. You Whataburger cult members.
Not only is it the best burger, but it matches the aesthetic of the town. You put it on the strip, bang. That's a Tennessee fast
big
food place
roof.
Right there.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think they're going to have any more restaurants on the strip.
But, you might be right. But if you get it in the city, it matches the aesthetic.
Closest locations are in Nashville and Atlanta. And then the final one is White Castle.
No.
Yeah, we already have a Crystal.
We've already got Crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I finally had White Castle first time in my life. I was down in Nashville in the hospital. McClure brought me some.
Mm-hmm.
And
overrated?
Yeah. I feel like I ought to give them another try when I'm not nice to you and see if they're better.
Real quick to the film buffs out there, is Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle? Is that a good movie? Can anyone recall it?
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
I liked it, especially in a certain
state
of mind. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Not a grass expert.
I'm not a grass expert.
All right. So the 12 restaurants are, you decide.
Okay.
You
run
back
three. Through them.
You get three of these, okay? So y'all, you need a pen? You need something?
No, I'm good.
Right
I'm good. I'm good.
Ready?
Yeah.
Boston Market. Giordano's, deep dish Chicago style pizza, In-N-Out Burger, Jack in the Box, Pals, Portillo's, might be Portillo's, I don't know, Chicago hot beef sandwiches and hot dogs, Schlotzky's Deli, Shake Shack,
dang it,
Skyline Chili,
dang it,
Sweetgreen, Whataburger, and White Castle. So that was in alphabetical order.
I was feeling good until you got to Shake Shack, and then that kind of disrupted my list a bit. Bear, any thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, my number one, bring me a – I want Schlotzky's back in Knoxville. Incredible sandwiches. They're just really good. Like, I ate there when they had one, when it first came to Knoxville, and I would even go back to it, but, like, when it first came to Knoxville, I'd eat there, like, once a week. At least one lunch a week, I go down there and just had great sandwiches.
Hot. Made some delicious sandwiches.
Portillo's. Yeah. Are we saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's a toss up between In-N-Out and Shake Shack. Like I'm a pretty big connoisseur of milkshakes, so I'd like to have another craft milkshake place in town.
It's pretty good.
But I don't know, man. Where's the closest In-N-Out? Is there one in Nashville now?
I want to say not.
It's coming to the Volunteer State. They haven't announced for sure. Most people think that it will be in Nashville, and apparently Pigeon Forge, the owners, are in love with. Closest location is Texas right now.
That makes sense. I'm surprised they haven't tried to put one in this area before. A lot of restaurants get tested out here in Knoxville.
Marcus, do you have three?
Honestly, I could only really think of two that I'd be okay with.
You don't even need three. Two would be fine.
I mean, I do like White Castle, so I would definitely put that on there for me. And I've never tried it. I would be very interested in trying the Chicago beef, like that Portillo's.
Portillo's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's
you've never even had a sandwich like that?
No, and I've always wanted to.
They have really good hot dogs, too. Huh. Really good hot dogs.
Yeah, so yeah. I would definitely take the shot on the that.
So those are your two.
Yeah, I just, like, I've heard so many people, it's literally 50-50 on Shake Shack, Whataburger, and In-N-Out, where it's, like, either super overrated to people or they think it's the greatest thing ever. And to me, that just, it's not worth it for a burger place if there's that many people who are so naysayers. Controversial. Yeah.
All right, Rick, what are your three?
Quickly, it's Whataburger. I'll take Portillo's, and I'm going to also go with Giovanni's. As the pizza place, because I like...
It's not Giordano's.
Giovanni's. I'll take the pizza. Those are my three.
All right. I'm going with Shake Shack. I love that place. I think Knoxville would love it. I would love it. I don't care if Knoxville loves it. It's just about me. Boston Market.
Okay. That's
I can see that one.
Boston Market's an honorable mention.
This is Mr. Meat and Three right here.
Yeah, man.
Chief.
There could be some more mac All and American cheese, Russ. Rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Well, broccoli
chicken. You can eat healthy, but it's a little bit healthier.
And then I'll go Portillo's on the way. I think Portillo's is the one we all kind
I think
of agreed
we all agreed,
on.
Yeah.
That's just if you've ever had one, it's really good.
So you said you've been there.
Yeah.
My buddy who...
They've got a couple in Chicago.
Yeah. That's basically what that TV show, The Bear, I mean, that's what they're serving. Hot Italian.
Yeah, Portillo's is more of a chain, like more of kind of a chain feel, but they've got locations in Indiana and Florida in addition to Chicago. So,
beef.
There you go. Rick, it has been fun hanging
Always
with you, my man.
Thanks for letting me back on.
Any
Thank
parting
you, Ricky.
Thoughts or shots you want to deliver?
I'll throw one right back at my good buddy Ryan Schumpert for tearing me down at the beginning of his phone call. But that guy's awesome. Go follow him. He'll be in Hattiesburg this weekend. And of course, you can check out all of our stuff at RocketUpInsider.com.
I'm surprised Bear didn't have anything to say about his coming interview with Camden Sewell.
Did anyone think I made note of it.
Did anybody think it was interesting that he said that Camden said, yeah, we recognize that we didn't get the Super Regional, and we have that in the back of our minds. Granted, you expect something like that, but it's good to hear it.
Very good.
He was a great – that was one of the best things that happened in the offseason, was him coming back for this last year. Even though he hadn't pitched as much as I would have liked, I think he's been definitely helped out with the leadership role on the team.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Tucker. Coming up next, the Overtime Boys are here.
They're actually here?
They're not going for the Wallace Award this year.
Oh, they certainly are.
Think they're in the running for the Wallace Cup?
I think that they're a solid third in the Wallace Cup standings. Sneaky. Don't underestimate Jake Miller and his band of merry men on overtime.
All right, stay with us. Overtime coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 6. Christopher Gabriel on the show tomorrow. It's always fun.
Action-packed.
Until then, Russell Smith signing off. Have a great night.